Boarded up windows, peeling forest green paint, short picket fence leaning and bowing on one end, worn down from time and element. A small pond that had gone drier than a bone with neglected toys and inflatable animals lying where water used to be. A broken-down swing set barely stood in the backyard, on a dusty patch of earth adorned with weeds and dead flowers. Trees with hand-like branches reached down toward it like ghostly fingers to snatch up whoever was brave enough to come near. Graffiti littered the entire home on the outside. Even the condemned sign clinging to its hook for dear life in the front yard had some unreadable nonsense scrawled on it in a festive green and red. The doors hung open, barely clinging to the hinges. She shouldn't be here. She knew it. She could feel it. But she had to. It was the only way she was going to find anything. They wouldn't haunt her if they didn't need her for something, right? She questioned herself then. And not for the first time. Was anything she saw or heard real? Was she crazy? No. She shook her head then. Too much added up. This was not in her mind. The steps groaned and creaked as she made her way to the back porch and peeked through the open door. A kitchen, worn down by years of abandon, smelled like dust and mold. Pots and pans still hung from a rack above a small island across from the stove, with blackened patches and rust-stained burners. When she stepped inside, she was taken aback by the strong odor of mildew, and almost reconsidered venturing further. It took her a moment to regain her bearings. She blinked wide and hard for a moment, pinching her nose and shuffled on. It could only have been described as a lost place, trapped somewhere in time. It was as if it had simply been abandoned, its inhabitants vanishing. Frankie felt uncertain, and a creeping sense of unease. Frankie felt uncertainty, and a creeping sense of unease as she stepped through the kitchen. Used china sat on the table, clothed in a layer of dust so thick the bugs even avoided it. A glass pitcher with what at one time must have been liquor sat in a greenish-yellow ring on the left of a gravy boat, cracked and worn with time. A sterling serving platter with holes rusted to the bottom lay on the floor next to a cracked table leg that had been repaired in the good old honeydew fashion that it seemed all married men used. Duct tape and screws. She giggled in her throat then, remembering all the honeydew fix-its her father had performed, cutting corners to save time. She even remembered when he tried painting the duct tape to match the table. Didn't work out so well, if she recalled correctly. Mom had a fit. The dining room just off the kitchen displayed a china hutch, glass shattered, and more graffiti reading Rico adorned the front. Charming, she thought sarcastically to herself. Pinstriped wallpaper tattered the entire room, like claws had ripped through it in protest at the pattern chosen. Off the dining room was an office, children's toys strewn about, as though they'd just been there. Were it not for the grime, dust, and mold, A Tudor-style desk sat to the far right, papers decorating the top and floor about as though someone were having a tantrum, or a party at some point. The dining room led to the living area through a T-shaped arch, trinkets and knick-knacks neatly in their places on the adjacent shelves, blanketed in dust. It was an eerie sight to behold, ghostly. Furniture had been overturned, holes chewed into most of it by rats, cut up by transients and thugs. Everything was in its place and somehow wasn't. Light seeped through cracks in the walls like a silver halo, threading over the room in beams of veiled dust, climbing up walls and over ceilings like the fingers of some ghastly creature. The stairs creaked and groaned beneath her feet, making her think twice about climbing them further. Holes adorned the walls where pictures had once hung neatly in place. There was only one room when she reached the top, oddly free of furniture of any kind. But the room looked like it belonged at one point to children. The walls were painted in an off-tone blue, streaming with pink-painted ribbons and stars on the ceiling. The closet door hung open, barely hanging by its hinges, with nothing inside but blackness. Unsure if she should venture further, she cautiously stepped forward to peer inside. Her heart raced inside of her chest, knowing too well what the darkness brought. And what it brought was never pleasant. Nothing. Empty and bleak, a simple, ordinary child's closet. Nothing remarkable to speak of, save for the pitch blackness inside. With a shudder, she stepped out and closed the door. Awkwardly, her attention now focused on the wood floor beneath her. The planks, molded and rotting away, separating to reveal an uncomfortable darkness beneath. Loose and wobbly, the boards groaned and sank beneath her feet as she walked over them, peering between them to reveal a mysterious blue. She halted, suddenly, at the familiar shade and cringed inwardly. It couldn't be. Stepping adjacent, she ripped the remnants of lace curtains, tattered and torn, from the small rectangular window, allowing enough light to peer into the room and illuminate the floor. She needed only a moment to let her eyes adjust to what it was that she was looking at. Before even revealing that she had lost the will to stand, her knees hit the rotting wood with a loud thud. She just sat there now, trying not to cry. Anger, fierce and wild, welled up inside of her with an intensity matched only by the urge to run and never look back, but she couldn't do that. With a scream loud enough to wake the dead, she began to pound relentlessly on the rotting wood until it gave beneath her fists, cracking and groaning, splintering and buckling, revealing its long-hidden secrets. The hole was big enough now for a small person to fit into. Tears soaked her face as her hands stung and bled. Hair fallen from its catchings now clung to her face as she sobbed. All she could do was cry as she stared down at the blackened, shriveled bodies of two twin girls. Their faces twisted with fear. One sister's hands clasped the other. They wore a light blue dress with a bow around the waist and a blue ribbon around their loose-hanging hair. Little black slippers on her tiny feet, with frilly socks to accent the dress. Heather and Marianne Ingram. Found at last. She wanted to die then. Leaning back, she put her head against the wall. Just sat there.